All right. Hello, beautiful visualizers. We are back for another journey. If you are in real time, which nobody is quite yet, it is Wednesday, November 22nd at 9:01 a.m. And it is right before a holiday. We might not all celebrate, but it is considered a holiday, so some of us might be traveling. I know some of you are going to be catching this recording this weekend with some family. And if you are just happening to find yourself stumbling upon this particular visualization and it is nowhere near this date, well, maybe you're just here today for some gratitude and for some rest. The theme of today's experience is cultivate gratitude. I'm going to give a little bit of context behind that to set us up a little bit more powerfully for this experience. And I think due to the holidays, you're all going to be on playback. So as always, when you are on playback, you have the luxury of pausing this. So just notice right now if there is anything in your space that you do not have that you would like to have. Are you lying down for this experience? Are you seated? If you're lying down, do you want anything to support your head? Do you want anything to support your neck? Do you want anything below your knees if your lower back is hurting? Do you practice deep stretch or restorative yoga and maybe just know some other comfortable positions that you want to be in to receive? Do you want to have blankets below you or on you? Do you like to add a little bit of weight to invite your nervous system to further settle and to release a little bit more? Do you need to find a space that's a little bit more private? Do you want to place earbuds in so all you hear is the meditative sound of my voice and silence when there's not my voice? Just take a moment to set yourself up if you have that luxury. And as we settle in to cultivate gratitude, we are not here to force ourselves to feel anything that we're not feeling this morning. We are not here to make ourselves wrong for where we're at. We are simply here to be in the intentional practice of gratitude. Because when we simply pause and invite ourselves to be in a space of gratitude, it counteracts all of those other not so luscious feelings that sometimes we have, and they're natural and they're okay. But when we practice gratitude, when you hear people talk about a gratitude journal, what are you grateful for this morning? It's not to settle, it's not to be complacent with what you have. It's simply to start being grateful for what's already here so you can create those neural pathways more powerfully. And so you can get a chance to step outside of cortisol, the feelings of anxiety, the feelings of maybe even depression that we can sometimes feel when we're not grateful. I know for me personally, if I am disconnected from gratitude, if I'm doing some shadow work, it feels lonely, it feels scary, and it feels disconnected, even though I know by now I'm still connected. So we're going to play with wherever you're at. Okay, loves. So if you are in a seat, you can go ahead and settle yourself in. If you're lying down, I'm going to settle you in a little bit more comfortably for that, because I believe most of my subscribers are probably lying down to do this, especially if you're on a playback. But as always, if you're in a seat, just go ahead and settle in whatever way makes you feel comfortable there. Now, if you are lying down, Starting to feel the support below you. Noticing if you want any additional. Feeling the support on you. Noticing if you want any additional. And beginning to set the intention that for remainder of this time together, this is for you. It's a time to be with your breath, which is very intimate. The first thing we do when we come into our body is breathe. The last thing we do when we leave our body is breathe. So it's a time to be intimate with your breath. So know that's always a place to be, and it's perfect for you if that's where your tether is. So let's just begin noticing our breath. The inhale, the exhale. The inhales, the exhales. The inhales, the exhales. And feeling the air coming through your nostrils. Feeling the air leave through your nostrils. Feeling the air come in through your nostrils. Feeling the air leave through your nostrils. Feeling your belly rise. Feeling your belly fall. Feeling your belly rise. Feeling your belly fall. And just starting to notice breath deepening just by bringing in some awareness. And just noticing in this moment, what does it feel like to breathe? Feeling the depth of your breath. Feeling how it moves through your body. Judgment-free zone. Just noticing. Continuing to transition into a more internal space. You may hear noises around you. That's okay. You may not be settling in as quickly in this moment. That's okay. We always meet our physical body where it's at. We always meet our emotional body where it's at. If we haven't had space to be still or to check in, sometimes we notice things that come up. We are here to notice and to be. Keep settling in as much as you can in this moment. Noticing your body. Where does your body feel open? Where does your body feel strong? Where do you feel powerful? Noticing where you feel tender today. Where do you feel tight? Where might you feel tired? And perhaps just offering those parts of you some love, some compassion, some gratitude for all they do. Noticing your headspace and remembering that in a visualization, we keep our mind active. This is not like a meditation where we're trying to be completely free of thoughts. You are here to follow the rhythm of my voice. And if you lose the rhythm of my voice, if you lose my guidance, the practice is to simply come back. Not all of us are as skillful at focusing as others. So some of us are here to practice focusing. We do our best to stay awake and be a part of the visualization. But knowing that if you drift off to sleep in this moment, that may be where you need to be. Sometimes our practices of breathing, of yoga, of visualization, of meditation, sometimes they can bring us into a deeper space than even sleep. So you're here to meet yourself where you're at and get what you need. So we just redirect the mind, remembering that we are creating a clearer conduit as we shed some emotion that gets trapped in our body, as we release things that get recorded on the nervous system. We have less interference, and so we are a more powerful conduit to our spirit, to the divine. And so maybe in this moment, inviting any spirit guides that you may work with. Some of us may call them angels. Some of us might not believe in this. At The Bold Thing, we honor all walks of faith. Maybe it's a transitioned pet. Maybe it's a passed away loved one. Whatever you believe in, just notice if there is any other higher power, any other energy that it would support you to work with, and call that in. My loves, in this moment, let's take a full breath in through the nose. All of the breath out through your teeth. Another deeper, fuller breath in. Sigh the breath out. Another deeper, fuller breath in yet. Ah, and we just let all of the breath go. And just take a moment and notice what that feels like now. Noticing if it cleared some space. Noticing if you got a little heavier. Those cleansing breaths are available for the remainder of our time together and anytime. Just settle in a little bit more to your breath. Settle in a little bit more to your body. Becoming a little bit more aware of your emotional body. Working with your mind, meeting it where it's at. Feeling your soul. And just noticing in this moment, how are we experiencing gratitude? There's no right, there's no wrong. There's nowhere you should be. Let go of any shoulds in this moment and simply be with where you are. Just notice, what is your relationship to gratitude right here, right now? And I'm going to give you a little moment to check in. What is your relationship to gratitude right here, right now? Do you feel full of it, gushing, heart open, wide? Do you feel alone, scared, not very grateful? Just notice where you're at and remember there's nothing wrong with where you are. It's okay. What's your relationship to gratitude? In this moment, notice if you can feel your breath offering you gratitude. Your breath saying, wow, you're paying attention to me. You're noticing the rhythm of the inhale, of the exhale. You're checking in on the depth of me. You're noticing any patterns of tension where I might be getting stuck. You're paying attention to me. You're letting me move how I want to move. Feel your breath offering you gratitude just for being here, right now, and caring enough to pay attention. Notice your body, even if you're not feeling settled. Notice your body saying thank you for giving me some moments of stillness. Thank you for checking in with me to see how I'm feeling. Thank you for acknowledging that I carry a lot of things sometimes that you're not ready to let go of, that you don't know how to let go of. Thanking your body for stillness. Feel that gratitude, whatever you can in this moment. Feel your mind offering you gratitude. Maybe you struggle to focus. Maybe you have so many thoughts, it sounds like shoes in a dryer. Feel your mind saying thank you. Thank you for giving me a space where I just get to focus on one voice. Thank you for offering me a simple, sustainable form of meditation and rest that I can empower. Thank you for caring enough to being willing to keep focusing and pulling your mind out of where it's so easy to go. Feel the gratitude of your mind for caring enough to practice something that supports so many different functions in between your ears. Feel your soul saying, "Hey, I'm in there." And sometimes our human can feel ways where we can't always feel our soul as much. So feel your soul saying thank you. Thank you for supporting your human. Thank you for supporting your nervous system to remove interference so you can hear your divine messages. And let's just start to notice what you're grateful for in this moment. Is it the support below you? Is it that cozy blanket on you? If you are in real time and you're in my area or it's close to real time, maybe it's rain. We haven't had rain in months. There's been fires. Maybe you're grateful for rain. Again, if it's closer to real time for you from the time I shared this recording, maybe you're grateful for time with your family. Maybe for you, the Thanksgiving holiday isn't really about family. Maybe you're not close with your family. Maybe it's challenging. Maybe that's not where you go. Maybe you created some space for you and you're grateful for that. Maybe you created space to rest and you're grateful for that. Maybe this is catch-up time around the house. You get to be grateful for whatever feels grateful for you. Maybe you like to give during this time of year and volunteer. But maybe you give money. Maybe you're grateful that you have the abundance to share it. Maybe you're grateful for what you have. Maybe you've had a better year than in the past. Maybe it's been a more challenging year and you're grateful that you're still here, that you're still showing up. Maybe you are grateful that you had what it took to turn this visualization on and be in it right now. I'm going to pause and I'm going to let you be in stillness, be in silence. And if that's a little uncomfortable, remember, part of what we're here for is to learn how to be in that space too. So I just want you to imagine that gratitude right now is a slideshow for you. Go wherever you feel it. Maybe there's a time in the past that you're connecting to right now and you feel so grateful. Maybe there's something coming up in the future and you feel so grateful. Maybe it's simply this moment, this day, this night that is full of gratitude for you. Pause right now and imagine the slideshow is playing on the backs of your eyes. See it, feel it, touch it, taste it. What are you grateful for? What have you been grateful for? What will you be grateful for? Go there. Stick with the vision if you're visual. Stick with the feeling if you're a feeler. Stick with interacting with the images if you're more tactile. Meet you where you're at. Don't force it. If it's just one thing right now, know that that's enough. Know that that's divinely perfect and just keep interacting with that. Remember what that was like if it's in the past. Imagine how you want it to go if it's in the future. And if it's right now, just be with that. All right. I want you to imagine that with each breath you are taking, and feel your chest filling up with oxygen, and feel that you are breathing in the energy of gratitude. With each breath, just notice anything leaving the space that's ready to go today. Maybe you notice it's been easy to complain lately and there's really nothing to complain about. Maybe that's an old way of being, an old neural pathway that used to be comfortable and is not anymore. And with each breath, you let that go. Maybe you've been more focused on what you don't have than what you have. And you realize that that's not been supporting you at all. And so maybe you let that go. Each breath, you breathe in more of this gratitude that we are cultivating in this very moment. And you let go of whatever in this moment is meant to go. And remember, you're never going to let go of everything at one time. I truly don't even think that it's humanly possible. So just let go of what you can right now. See it going. Just imagine you letting go of a little more. Just notice how your breathing feels when you're really connected deeply to gratitude. And feel your heart opening as you invite that gratitude in. Some of us might even be in a heart opener. Just letting the gratitude flow through your body. Just imagining it is the blood flowing through your veins, gratitude. When we can connect to gratitude and all these other beautiful things, we can stave off sickness. We can heal. Remember, a lot of that stuff out there is stored emotion in the body. So we do stuff like this to override that. So imagine the gratitude is running through your body like a healing, magical elixir. Feel it in your body. And remember, this is a practice. If it's challenging for you to feel it, maybe you notice if you do this visualization over and over and over, maybe you notice it gets easier and easier and easier. This is a practice like anything else. This is a practice like anything else. Just feeling the gratitude flowing in your mind. Noticing the types of thoughts the gratitude invites. Noticing the types of thoughts the gratitude shuts down. Just feel that gratitude in your body. For the last few minutes that I've got this recording going, I'm going to leave you in space. I'm going to leave you in quiet. Let's process and integrate what was offered here. Some of us might have the luxury of staying longer and just being. Some of us might want to journal, but just noticing anything that feels important for you. Maybe there was a new way to look at gratitude today. Maybe there was a word, maybe there was a theme. Just sit and be and just notice maybe one simple takeaway for you to work with. All right, visualizers, I want to honor my time with you. So at this point, your recording will end. But remember, with all this stuff, just because this moment ends doesn't mean this moment ends. We are tapping into your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, all of it. And it doesn't end just when we do. Notice if you want or need more space to just lay, to process, to integrate, to nap, to write. Keep it simple. Keep it sustainable. Keep it joyful. What is one simple thing you can take out of today? Knowing that we practice gratitude, because the more we practice it, the more we access it, And the more we're in gratitude, the more we can create, the more we shut down all those old pathways of fear, fatigue, not enoughness, all of it. I'm so grateful for each of you. And as always, if you know anybody who would like to join us in the visualizers, please let them know how they can subscribe. The more people we have doing these things together in community and on the playback, the more we can really have this be the energy that we're all living from. Thanks for being here. Namaste.